102.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Thursday, that means the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry will join us top of hour number two. Other than that, no other guesting today. I thought about a few, but no. Plenty of, what do we call it here on the show? Extemporaneous hangout time. Where we can circumnavigate and go wherever the bleep we want to go. That's some of the best shows. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. And email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Those are the ways you can get in touch with us. Oh, so Nikki wins the Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. It's funny how those work. We've talked about it many times, but usually the coach who's really, really good and expected to be very, very good, they don't vote for them because for some reason there's this theory, if you're supposed to be good and you are good and you back it up, that doesn't count. It's got to be the guy who wasn't expecting as much and he at least, the way it's perceived, overachieves. A lot of times, that's the person who wins the award when it comes to Coach of the Year in whatever sport, right? But they got it right. Nick had not won that award since 03 in LSU when he won his very first natty of now seven, which is absolutely laughable. Yet, all these awards typically, the coach who is expected to be a championship-type coach and a team that's returning that has those qualities as well, they don't get it. Some reason, the people who vote think, well, that's too easy. You're already good, and then you had a good team returning. You don't get it. That's not as good. Actually, I think that's harder. Yeah, my experience has been to be good originally is difficult. To rise up and attain a high, high level is difficult. No question. To maintain that is more difficult. To keep it there is, I think, much more difficult. And for some reason, the people who vote don't look at it that way. But, this time they did. So good for Nikki. Okay. Before we get a call here, the Tennessee situation, nothing has changed. Is there a football school? I could include basketball because of the Bruce Pearl item, but is there a more self-inflicting football entity than Tennessee? Now, there's lots of messes at various schools, right? I mean, it's not just Tennessee, but I think Tennessee goes in the one slot. If you want to be ranked number one at something in football, Tennessee is number one when it comes to self-inflicting cluster bleeps. Maybe using the word bleep a lot today on the show. Because nobody seems to know what the hell is going on. Nobody. And the momentum right now, whether that ends up being true or not, is that Jeremy Pruitt will get run out of town. Now, I'm not banking on that. I'm not positive because I don't know that anybody's positive right now. But just to repeat, it's quiet on Rocky Top. Nobody has any answers at all. And nobody knows what the future is with the staff or anybody else. Supposedly, they were under a hiring freeze while they hire lawyers for $500 an hour. That was reported to investigate themselves or to investigate Tennessee. And then they announced we're bringing in my boy Kevin Steele as a defensive assistant. Now, here's something interesting. Steele has worked with Pruitt at Alabama, so he knows him well, and he knows Fulmer dating back decades. He knows Fulmer dating back about 40 years. And it sure appears that Fulmer's not in charge here. It has all the makings that the AD is not calling the shots right now. Because I don't think he would want to get rid of his choice last time they had a big cluster bleep searching for a coach. And Fulmer ended up with Jeremy Pruitt after all that entire mess. Well, it's almost like they're trying to do it again. Did they bring Steele in to, okay, manage this thing when it really goes south here in a few weeks until we get the new guy, Hugh Freeze, etc., or take it for a couple of years? Just take it. Nobody knows. But that was odd. They've also, now this is not new news, but a few days back, took a transfer quarterback, Hendon Hooker. What does that kid think he's going to? Now, he's leaving Virginia Tech. Had a hot and cold career. When he was good, he was pretty good, actually. But what does he think he's escaping to get to on Rocky Top? I mean, does this guy read the news? Did he ask any questions? Hey, transfer quarterback, come on, we'll take you. We can't tell you who the coach is going to be. We can't tell you anything. We can't tell you if you'll be the quarterback, frankly. We can't tell you who your quarterback coach would be. We can't even tell you who the players will be around you. Ty Chandler's already transferred to North Carolina. Left tackle Wanye Morris, who is a big five-star recruit who started most of his 2 years, just finished his sophomore season. He's leaving, among others. We can't tell you who the left tackle will be. But transfer on in here. Although, we've got no answers for you. It is getting really weird on Rocky Top, y'all. I mean, uncomfortably weird and strange on Rocky Top. Black, welcome in.
Hey, so you think that – do we have some recency bias when you're sitting up there saying that Tennessee is the biggest mess in college football? Because Michigan was that, is still there. But you know what? It's a close little argument right now. You don't think so?
Yeah, I mean, Michigan would be the next team. Now, at least Michigan announced we've got to deal with Harbaugh. I mean, at least they stood up and said something. No, Black, nobody at Tennessee is saying anything.
But, Bill, when have you heard of a coach's salary being cut in half? I mean, a head coach, an elite, I mean, like, being cut in half in any sport.
Right.
I'm asking, that's a question. That's not a rhetorical one.
I don't recall anything like that, and the obvious setup is we've got an easy out if we have to pull the plug here next year.
Okay, well, listen, what are they doing? Because you and I both know that they'll be exactly – look, I don't know exactly – so we don't know exactly how the Big Ten is going to schedule the games next year. But I tell you all every year, I'm like the greatest meteorologist when it comes to – in history. I'm like the only successful meteorologist in the world, man. I can predict the weather in Michigan when the season is done. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know what I'm sight unseen, I'm giving Michigan 3.5 losses. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what the schedule will even be. I'm giving them 3.5 losses next year.
All right.
So my whole point is, go ahead.
No, there's a note here.
Yes.
Regarding Tennessee now, and Hendon Hooker, the quarterback, transferring in to whatever, and Kevin Steele getting hired, Michigan just hired little brother, Mike Hart.
Well, I was.
Did you see that?
Yes, I was going to bring that up. That was actually my point of calling you. That's a good hire. That is a good hire for Michigan, because it was a family reunion. They're real sick and incestuous at Michigan, the University of Michigan. But he had an issue with Harbaugh. If you remember back in the day, Harbaugh made this statement about Michigan and their little fake thing where they sit up here and proclaim how great their academics is. People, do not buy it. Michigan, any student that can get into MTSU to get into the University of Michigan as a football player. I know, I'm being honest with you. They have a different admission than they do for regular students. Anybody can get into Michigan as long as you can pass the clearinghouse with the Big Ten. But Mike Hart and him got in it, and Jim Harbaugh got into it over this general studies scam that Michigan posed, where they force all the athletes to play there, because you can't go to Michigan and go to Ross School of Business or the engineering school. But Mike Hart is a good running back coach. I think that is a good move for them.
Came off the Indiana staff, yeah.
Yep. Now, I'm interested to see what they do with the other with Gaddis if he stays, man. But, yeah, that was what I called for. What do you think of it so far?
Well, I mean, if you're Mike Hart, what are you thinking? There's a good chance your guy isn't even going to be there. So what do you do? I'm sure they gave him a multi. Now, to get anybody to move, you have to give him a multi-year deal. So he's protected there, I'm sure. But I mean, you're walking into a big mess.
Yeah, he walked into a real big mess. I think that, you know, for them, we will be here where we're at right now with Michigan at the end of next season. I'm just telling you all, be prepared for this. So they're just polishing the brass on the Titanic right now, man. But, yeah, that's it, man. I don't want to take up too much time. You be good, brother. Hey, whoa, Bill.
Yeah, I'm here.
You said Nick Saban won Coach of the Year?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I didn't know that. Hey, man, congratulations, Coach. Peace.
See you. Here's just a headline. I know we need to break here shortly. This is from John Adams, columnist for the Knoxville Sentinel. He's also the sports editor. He's been there 40 years probably. So he's seen it all. He's seen from Johnny Majors to right now. He's seen coaching transition one after another. Long stretch of success for Fulmer there before things ended. But here is the headline. By hiring Kevin Steele, Tennessee Vols create confusion. That's what they do best. John Adams. And then there's a column. I don't know if – let me see if I can – I'll wait, but let me see if I can click on it and if it'll let me pull up. No. No, I don't have subscriptions to all these individual links and everything, so I won't be able to read it. But I think the headline pretty much tells you what you want to know. Anyways, let's take the break. First break here, Thursday. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, top of hour number 2. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A little bit of freeze and fog again in certain areas. Be careful on some of those bridges and overpasses as we watch traffic pick up in the last 10, 15 minutes coming through Donelson on I-40 here coming past the airport. Firestone Parkway at J.P. Hennessy Drive. That's South Nashville on an accident possibly with injuries. The fire department's just arriving there in the area. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The NFL family is committed to conversations and actions that advance social justice and move us towards a more equal and just tomorrow. The NFL created Inspire Change to reduce barriers to opportunity and create progress in police-community relations, criminal justice reform, education, and economic advancement. Join NFL players, clubs, and the league in ensuring that access to opportunity is a reality for all. It takes all of us to end racism and hate. Learn more at nfl.com/inspirechange.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
I was just thinking, we'll take the call here in seconds. Florida State's been pretty messy. With the end of Jimbo, that last year was a train wreck, beginning with the Alabama game, the hiring of Willie Taggart, and then the first year of Mike Norvell was pretty messy too, even though I like that hire. Alan down in Tampa, welcome in.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir.
So let me get this straight. Tennessee got a hooker and Hugh Freeze ain't coming?
Well, we don't know. Unclear.
Well, I think they hired Pruitt. I mean, Steele, the one that clipped Pruitt. They can slide him in as an interim. And they got a guy there that can guide it until they figure out what they want to do.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Which, you know, if you're Jimmy Pruitt, obviously he's not talking publicly. I'm sure that makes you feel good.
Yeah, but, you know, we've had this conversation before. These dudes are getting paid, man. I mean, how many people get fired from their job and get millions of dollars to go away?
Well, but they're investigating right now paying lawyers $500 an hour to find stuff, which would mean he gets run with cause, which means no buyout.
Well, then he can go back down to Tuscaloosa to coaching rehab I got news for you. As long as that dude's in Tuscaloosa, Kirby can have 10 stars. It ain't going to make no difference. That guy's got a – he's on a different level.
Well, and Pruitt and Saban are very close, so – barring some kind of huge scarlet letter on the resume for Jeremy Pruitt, he'd be welcome back at Alabama in a second. You're right about that.
Yeah, these guys aren't going to be at a soup line, you know, trying to get a bologna sandwich and a glass of Kool-Aid.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to be okay. But it just seems that they're worse than Florida State. Thank God they took it away from us. And you're right, the Jimbo debacle, it was bad. The Alabama game, I was there until the Christmas tree in the front yard. And the news, I mean, what kind of news? Tallahassee's a podunk town. You got a news team in front of a coach's house reporting on a Christmas tree in the front yard?
That was good times, man. I love that.
I was there. We were sitting in the motorhome lot at the stadium. And the breaking news, Jimbo threw his tree in the front yard.
Now, what was the symbolism of throwing the tree in the yard? Is that I'm out of here, so I'm trashing the tree, or what?
Well, that's what people took it for, but there's a place in Tallahassee called Esposito's, and they do trees and landscaping. And Jimbo's story is Esposito's came to his house to put his Christmas tree up, and it had it. So he told him, so he'd give me a new one and throw the old one out. That's Jimbo's story. But the story of Tallahassee was he threw out his Christmas tree. They had him jet sitting at the airport.
Wow. So Jimbo didn't
have to drive the wheel. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so Jimbo didn't like the first tree, is what you're saying.
Well, he said it was old and it was bad and it was falling apart, so he told Esposito to bring him a new one. And they just threw the old one in the front yard, and immediately the next-door neighbor, I guess, called ABC 27 in Tallahassee, and they sent a breaking news team out there to take a film of an old Christmas tree. In the front yard.
The news is there's a Christmas tree in the ditch.
Jimbo's tree is in the ditch in front of the house. He's out of here. But all the rumors were going on then anyway. You know, and to FSU's defense, you know, one year he wanted to go to LSU. One year he wanted to go here. One year he wanted to go there. And I think they got tired of every offseason, give me this or I'm out of here. I'm going over here. I'm going over there. That gets old after a while. You know, I've had people tell me, it works for me, come to me and say, if you don't give me blah, I'm going to quit. And I stand up and I shake their hand. I say, it's been nice working with you. I wish you luck. And their mouth falls open and we part ways.
Yep.
I guess I'm about to drive to Wilco and get that turkey gumbo recipe.
I got it, man. Today's the day, Alan. I promise you. Today's the day.
Right. If not, you're going to see a red F-350 Ford in your driveway tomorrow morning.
All right. No worries, man. No worries.
All right, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Bill, your show is great, man. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate it, Alan. Appreciate the call. Coach's Hot Seat says, Bill, tell Black to look at the Michigan 21 schedule. It starts with Western Michigan. These are home games. Four home games to start, I think. Washington is next. Northern Illinois and Rutgers. That's the first four. Then at Wisconsin. Then after that, it's at Indiana, Michigan State, at Nebraska, Northwestern, at Penn State, at Maryland, Ohio State. Coach's Hot Seat says, if the Blue starts 4-0, we think Harbaugh loses 5 or 6 games. Hashtag Jimmy Dunn. Yeah, that stretch, once they get to that at Wisconsin game, which is game 5, it gets ugly. At Indiana, later at Penn State, at Maryland. At Maryland's not a joke. And, of course, the Buckeyes there at the end. That's tough. That's tough. Crazy Charlie, who'd you say we have next? Mr. Armageddon on a Thursday. What's up?
Greetings, Bill King.
Greetings.
Now, no offense to your boy that just called, but, you know, I was hoping it was going to be me and Black right off the top.
Allen in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So what's happening in your world?
If we have a spring commitment or next commitments we have, if that's next December, Bill, we need to get Black down here. I'd like to meet him.
I'd love to have him. And Alan's already said he'll use your service. So
anyway, Bill, it was nice to see that weather warm up yesterday and got out and hit that golf ball around.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
How'd you hit it?
Pretty good.
No back problems afterwards?
No. Just not a flat belly anymore, Bill.
How far are you hitting it off the tee these days when you really want to rip it?
Oh, maybe 250.
So probably not the length you used to have in your youth.
I've probably lost 30 yards.
Still not bad, though.
I still play I don't play on the senior tees, though, Bill.
Is that right?
No. Anyway, let's go on to some football talk here, Bill.
Yes, sir.
So, explain something to me, Bill. How many games did Michigan win this year?
What? Three, maybe two or three.
And they signed Harbaugh to a 5-year deal?
Yes. Now with salary cut in half from eight down to $4 million, and apparently language which makes it an easy out for the front office to get rid of him.
I'm just surprised, you know, and I know things are crazy this year because of Corona Bros and all that, but I'm just surprised that they can have a down year like that and they, you know, sign him to a new deal.
Well, I am too. Ward Manuel is their AD, and I don't know if it was. We really don't have a candidate we think we can go get right now that is the level we would prefer. Or let's try one more year with Harbaugh. Maybe there's just a glimmer of hope left here. Let's give it one more shot because that's where they're at.
Bill, have you ever been to Toomer's Corner down in Auburn?
Yes. Yes. Not a bunch, but I've been there, yeah. Auburn's a nice campus. I've always liked it.
I'm going to make me a little visit there next fall, Bill, when I go down there for a football game to see my boy D-Mace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you'll like it. I first went there for a game. My first game there was, I believe it was 1980. It was Doug Barfield's last year. Pat Dye had not gotten there. And it was Auburn, Tennessee, actually. And Tennessee on the first drive threw a little out pass. Auburn linebacker, right in his numbers, has the ball, drops it. He'd have walked into the end zone. Tennessee ends up winning the game pretty handily. But I'll never forget that game. And then later, I remember seeing Pat Dye. And I thought Pat Dye had a big digging out process to do, and he flipped it pretty quick there. But anyways, no, you'll like it down there.
Bill, you know what the best thing about getting up early in the morning, being out on the roads early, is?
Probably this show.
Well, that's part of it. But the best thing about it is, you know, when you get up early in the morning, you go have early breakfast at McDonald's, and you're coming back home, and Billy Bell Meade's sitting there waiting on you. You know, no traffic on the road, so I just set my cruise control, Bill. They're not going to catch me again. I just set my cruise control on Chicken Road, Bell Meade Boulevard, wherever the speed limit is. That's what I set my cruise on.
Well, not only that, but you get to see occasionally famous people in that McDonald's in the morning.
That's correct. I've seen Brenda Lee in there before, Bill.
Brenda Lee and Tracy Calkins' dad, I think you said.
He's part of our group. That's correct. Group that meets in the mornings when things are, you know, not when the Corona Bros hadn't, you know, got everything all screwed up.
Does she live in Australia still?
Yes, she does. And he actually showed us pictures one morning, and her house is unbelievable, Bill. I mean, I'm talking unbelievable.
Yeah, she's a Florida Gator. But
yes, sir.
Went to Harpeth Hall right here in town, and a world-famous swimmer for everybody. World-famous. So, all right, Armageddon, safe travels to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Bottom of the hour break, Landry, as in Mr. Chris Landry, coming up top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Dealing with some of that freezing fog again in certain areas. Be careful. Use caution, common sense on some of the bridges and overpasses. Wrapping up that crash from earlier at Firestone Parkway and J.P. Hennessy Drive. That's South Nashville on the increase now down I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now. Available at Princess Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear. We hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
And now, Children's Collision Center is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Children's Collision Center. Family-owned and operated, Children's Collision Center is backed by a century of combined experience. From a scratch to a dent to a full collision repair, trust Children's Collision Center. Stop by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. That's 615-266-4441. Children's Collision Center.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Noah Cab is up in Chicago. He says, Bill, we're not playing basketball up here. He's talking about high school ball now. We're not playing basketball up here. Here's what they have planned the rest of the school year. And I'll try and make sense of this. The, quote, new spring season, which starts March 1, and that's the practice start date. And it says here you could start playing games a week later. That will include now. In the spring, swimming and diving for the boys and girls bowling, boys and girls soccer, boys and girls volleyball, girls badminton, track for both, gymnastics for both, baseball and softball. So, again, that starts March 1. You can practice a week later, start playing games. Now, the new summer season, they've got water polo for both, tennis, wrestling, boys and girls lacrosse. They've got football. Wow, I didn't even notice that when I was looking a second ago. Football. So, if I'm reading this right, practice time for football in Illinois will start April 26th. This is the new summer season. You could start playing games May 3rd. Boys and girls basketball will be going on at the same time. Okay? Cheerleading and dance. It has that too. So that would start again April 26th. You could start playing games May 3rd and then the state series end of May. That's just lunacy. That is absolute lunacy. I mean, not shocked. Not shocked at all, but just crazy. Have you seen some of these? This is another one of my pet peeves. And I've brought this up before. Why is it then when any, let's say, reporter or media dude or dudette, whoever it is, when they put out their new top 10 or whatever the list is for the college football season, the 21 season, why do every one of them have to say the way too early top whatever list? Why is it a prerequisite that everybody has to do that? And for some reason, that's either considered cute or just the way you have to describe it. You can't just say, here's a look at my top 10. You have to always put way too early on there. Let me see. Let me. I'm just going to put it way too early and see what comes up. I'm not even going to put college football in it. And let's see if it pops up. May pop up. You know what? It may pop up another year. Yeah, may give you a quote way too early 2018 or something. Let's see if anything. Right. I'm telling you, folks, bingo. So I searched way too early. I did not mention a sport or an item like what way too early is about. Immediately, Corona Bro, I don't know if he's in the one slot, but he's right there. Pat 40 has this. 14 hours ago, the way too early college football top 25 from Pat 40. I mean, I could have brought up anything. But no, way too early went right to college football. Okay, you ready? We'll give you his list. I'm not going to go through 25, no. Number one, you ready? You folks who are anti-chalk, you tell me this is boring, Bill. Expand it out, it won't be so boring. Well, if you think the outcome's different, it's going to be boring for you. Alabama, number one. That's just shocking. Why the hell would they put Alabama one? They've only got six championships in the last 12 years. Why would you think they'd be number one again? Number two, Clemson. Pretty boy's gone, so what? Travis Etienne's gone. Ah, the heck, but so what? What difference does that make? DJ Uianga-Lele is coming in. Number three, the Kirby haters, Georgia. Top running back, Zamir White, says he's coming back. JT Daniels says he's coming back. Going to be interesting. Jordan Davis. Devontae Wyatt. Going to be tough at the point of attack on the D. Number four, Boomer Sooner. Getting chalky here now. Number five, the Ohio State Bucks. This is Pat Forty's list, and again, obligated to say way too early. Buckeyes number five. There is number six, guess who? Luke Fickell, Cincinnati. That's right. And got to remember, quarterback Desmond Ridder is returning. He's led them to a 31-6 record last three seasons. He's a Louisville kid, Desmond Ridder. He's a heck of a good-looking quarterback, too. Iowa State number seven. Matt Campbell. Now, he's getting a lot of money, and he's got a big buyout. But somebody, Michigan in a year, somebody's going to go throw a ton of money at him. Now, it's already happened. He's had overtures. But you're thinking, I'm thinking, that the next time, it might be the time for him. Iowa State 7, guess what? The team from Iowa City's number 8. Hawkeye Jason's team, Iowa. Jimbo, number 9. Yeah, he's sitting there at number 9, and it's going to be interesting. They're ready to take that next step. Now, 40 has the Fighting Irish, number 10. They've recruited well, but there's a lot of transition. Of course, Jack Cohn, Wisconsin, transferred in. He's expected to take it, at least initially, unless one of the young quarterbacks can beat him out, and I don't think they're ready yet. Tyler Buckner, who's a true freshman coming up, is probably the best, but he's just a true freshman. Remember, he's from Cali. He didn't even play this last year because they weren't playing this last year, high school ball. Out there. And they replace a good chunk of their offensive line, including names like Aaron Banks and Liam Eichenberg, who were as good on the left side of the line of scrimmage as almost anybody. It was an excellent offensive line again. Yeah, that offensive line has not been what the problem is at Notre Dame. That's the least of their worries. You lose some stars on defense. Notably, though, Jeremiah Owosu-Koromoa, who's going to go in the first round. But Kyle Hamilton is back, and he's a first-team All-American. He's a beautiful. If you want to draw it up on a board and you got a safety who's 6'4", 220, and he's athletic, and he's mobile, and he's rangy, and I think, and obviously Alabama beat him handily. I think they targeted him once. Alabama did. They didn't have any problem with the other guys. Smitty and company ran up and down the field. I know. But you don't mess with that guy right there. I'm just a couple more. North Carolina, Mack Brown, they've got a team, I think, loaded. Sam Howell back. Ty Chandler's transferring in there. He's a 6'1 fiver. They got a lot of players back. IU number 12. Trojans of USC 13. Gators 14. Let me just skip around. Coastal Carolina 17. Aliquippa Bob's team and Mr. DiBiase's team, Penn State number 18. Sark's new team number 19, that's Texas. LSU is number 20, and for Rock Westfall, Wisconsin's 21. West by God is number 23, and who comes in 25? That'd be NC State. There you go. Obligated to say way too early. Why is that way too early? Sure, things change. Things change all the time. But there's your list. He's got Bama. So that means Nicky, if this is right, Nicky grabs number 8 next year. Now, remember what I've told you. Even when it's Alabama, the football gods do not like you repeating. They don't mind you winning multiple championships. That's okay. And also the gods understand very, very, very few can win more than one. Very few can even win one. But they don't even like Alabama winning back-to-back. They let them do it 11-12 because even the gods couldn't make Notre Dame in 12 beat Alabama. They couldn't even rig it. I talked to them about it. They couldn't even rig it. Alabama had an easy one there. Yeah, 12 was a gift. You didn't have to fight a lick for that one, Nicky. Most of the ones they make you fight for. So, again, just keep that in mind. You've got forces that are – you've got Nicky and the Tide versus the football gods, which don't like a repeat. That will be interesting. All right. Break time, and then a few minutes out, we get Mr. Landry, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to pick up out here. There's a crash 24 westbound at Harding Place that's being moved. Also, Firestone Parkway at J.P. Hennessy. That should be out of there in just a few minutes. South Nashville. Traffic's picked up through Mount Juliet, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville on I-40. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. Online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College basketball tonight, number 9 Tennessee at home against Arkansas. 7 p.m. tip-off, the Volunteers an 8-point favorite. NHL futures updated on Monday. The Nashville Predators currently plus 3,000 odds to win the Stanley Cup. They're projected third in the division at plus 745 behind the Lightning, even, and the Hurricanes at plus 255. Wild card round of the playoffs on Saturday. The Colts a 6.5-point underdog at the Bills. Seattle minus 4 at home against the Rams. Bucks an 8.5-point favorite on the road against Washington. Then Sunday, Baltimore minus 3 at Tennessee. The Bears a 9.5-point road underdog against New Orleans. And the Browns plus 6 at the Steelers. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg. Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a chance of showers, high 45. Chance of rain or snow tonight, low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 41. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stey.
Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Just a quick review. Type in on Twitter way too early. Nothing else. Don't mention a sport. Don't mention a topic. Way too early. Here's what comes up. Pat Forty yesterday. is way too early, top 25. After that, ESPN College Football, way too early, top 25. Right after that, Fox College Football, way too early, top 25. Joel Klatt, way too early, top 10. Everybody feels obligated to say it. Self-esteem coach, Bill, make sure when you type way too early, you put in the dashes. Yeah, a lot of them put those dashes, like way dash too dash early. Good point. Yeah, you got to make sure you type it out right. Johnny Vegas built, here's my way too early 2021 top 10. Bama, Clemson, OU, Georgia, Ohio State, so on and so forth. No, Kev, regarding Illinois. Didn't play football, not playing basketball right now. They're going to play in the spring. Now listen to this. Listen to this cluster bleep and how wrong this is. He says, regarding the schedule, and we were noting, they've got football and basketball playing at the same time this later this spring. He says, regarding the schedule with football and basketball playing same time, our school, the school where his kids go, high school, they're going to have two of the three quarterbacks who play both football and basketball, and they will have to make a choice which one to play. That is absolutely ridiculous. You imagine that? Wow. Now, I don't mean making a choice because it'd be hard to play both. That's not what I mean. But having those together to where you have to make that choice. Multi-sport athletes will play football, basketball, baseball, maybe, or not baseball, maybe track, or maybe lacrosse, or maybe soccer, or many will play three. And you have taken this from them. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And totally unnecessary, too. We played football here. And now the metro area of the 615 and also the Memphis area, big-time Corona Bros. But we played football out here and, yeah, missed a few games. Got all the way to the state and played all the way through the state. And I'm not saying it was perfect, but it went. It you can do it. You can absolutely do it. Should be doing it. Let me change that. Should be doing it. Johnny Vegas, news off the West Coast is the AAC is talking with Boise State and San Diego State. Would be a big get for the AAC and just about crush the Mountain West Conference. Conference. Rock Westfall, Bill, please ask Landry why Freeze is so radioactive. Yeah, I will. I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, he's got a background. There was the off-the-field stuff at Ole Miss. Okay, he called Tampa and he called the Hookers. Not what you want, but... Are we not going to allow you to coach for that? And then there were some NCAA objections too, as we know. So he's and the other part is he's a Bible thumper. That is, it shouldn't be, but it's polarizing for people. I mean, he's an aw shucks sometimes. And he's going to tweet and he's going to do speeches and he's going to bring up biblical things, and some people are okay with that. Me, some people aren't. So that's one of the. But I'll ask. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, you're going to watch some FCS football this spring. I haven't heard much about it, but I'll take more college football any day of the week. I probably won't. Spring football has never been an item for me. you know, spring games and all that. Now practice news, if there's something legit, I'll make note of that in spring. I get it. But watching a game, no. Unless it's a bad Saturday of weather. You know, in the spring, weather could be rainy and thunderstorms. If I'm just stuck. But you know what? If that's the case, I'm watching college baseball. I love college baseball. So I don't know what it would take to get me to get affixed to the TV in the spring for some. Now, what I want some, if I was in Illinois, which shouldn't be playing in the spring, should have played in the fall. But if they're playing football, if I happen to be up there, I'd probably go to that. High school ball, legit high school, absolutely. I probably would. Anyways, hour two coming up, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com.